Gwendolyn, Gwendolyn in Cleveland, Cleveland, 12258. Today's 1 through 25. Happy New Year. 66-year-old woman comes in today complaining of left knee pain. She's been doing a lot of walking, riding her stationary bike to exercise, period. She suffers from hypertension and hyperthyroidism, which is under care of an endocrinologist and has been treated with methimazole. Dose is not known because that was just changed recently, period. New paragraph, she has an appointment this month, and she's going to get more blood work at that time, period. As far as her leg pain is concerned, she's had no edema, no redness, no heat. It just hurts behind the left knee. Her daughter wants her to come and get a study to make sure she doesn't have DVT. COVID immunization up to date, allergy reviewed, which includes ACE inhibitor, KFLX, ARBs. Maintenance, still need a colonoscopy this year. Mammogram was done last year. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Lives with her husband with prostate cancer, multiple medical problems, family history positive for stroke, MI, diabetes, high blood pressure patient, no history of DVT in the family, nor has ever patient ever had a DVT in the past today. She's alert, she's awake, she's not short of breath, she's not having any cough, congestion, nausea, vomiting, chest pain, or any other associated symptoms. She weighs 259 pounds, 100%, 98.4. 20 respiration, 85 pulse, 150 over 80. Heart pulses, 1 pulse versus 2 lungs are clear. Abdomen soft, next to JVD, shows no rest. There's no evidence of Holman sign, left or right side. And there's good range of motion. There's no redness, there's no heat. Doppler study shows no DVT. Minor PVD on the left side, noted. Right side looks normal, period. In the paragraph, there's also a 2.25 Baker cyst on the left side. Number 1, Baker cyst. Number 2, Celebrex 200 BID. Next one is ASRAP. Next one is, I told her, things can change very quickly. If she develops redness, heat, or any other symptoms, she would return right away for repeat ultrasound and go to the emergency room. Next number is hyperthyroidism, under care of endocrinologist. Her dose of medication not known. Number 3, blood pressure stable. Number 4, hypertension. Number 5, morbid obesity. Number 6, needs colonoscopy, mammogram this year. She doesn't want to discuss it today. Thank you.